In Indonesia, there is no apparent solution to the political crisis gripping the nation. Indonesia's parliament voted overwhelmingly on Monday for a second motion to censure the president, Abdurrahman Wahid. This sets the stage for the possible impeachment of Wahid and his removal from office. President Wahid has all but ignored the parliament, and in a short speech today, he made no comment about the rising demands that he resign. NPR's Mike Schuster has more from Jakarta.
The Indonesian parliament passed the first motion of censure against President Wahid at the beginning of February. That gave him 3 months to mount a serious reply to the two charges of corruption contained in the motion. Wahid denied the allegations, but failed to say anything about the details of the case, which included charges he took several million dollars in illicit payments. So an even more irate parliament passed the second censure motion on Monday, which threatens impeachment if Wahid does not respond to the charges in a month. It took Wahid 2 days to say anything at all, and then he appeared for just 5 minutes on national television. In a weak and faltering voice, Wahid went so far as to thank the members of parliament for their work in improving the nation, but he said nothing about the substance of the charges against him. It is aloofness like this that has so angered many lawmakers over the past year. As a result, their attack on Wahid has broadened. He has been lambasted for letting economic policy drift aimlessly as Indonesia's economy has sunk deeper into trouble, and for doing little or nothing to end three separatist movements that threaten the national integrity of Indonesia. Alvin Lee is a reform-oriented member of parliament who originally voted for Wahid when the parliament selected him as president 18 months ago. Lee, who was deputy head of the committee that investigated the corruption charges, says he became disenchanted with Wahid almost immediately.
When we nominated him as president, considering he came from very religious background and led a simple life, we thought that he could be an umbrella figure uniting the nation and that he could also lead the eradication of corrupt practices. But unfortunately, within 3 months into his presidency, instead of uniting the people of Indonesia, he was fostering distrust.
Despite the intensity of Indonesia's political conflict, many here have been surprised and pleased that this stage of the process has not provoked violence. Wahid's supporters from one of the nation's largest Islamic activist groups went on a rampage after the first vote of censure in February, burning and looting the offices of other political parties in the eastern end of the island of Java, Wahid's political base. Anticipating the censure vote, many Indonesians were reluctant to come to eastern Java from the neighboring island of Bali, but apparently their fears have diminished, according to Indonesian television.
Security concerns in President Wahid's home province of East Java have subsided. Activity at the Ketapang port in Banyuwangi has returned to normal, with the number of passengers crossing through the port rising compared to previous days. Despite an improvement in situation, the police are still standing alert at the port, as well as other places around Banyuwangi.
Wahid's fate could take several months to be determined, and there is plenty of time for clashes to develop. Legislator Alvin Lee says many in the parliament still fear that Wahid will use the violent proclivities of some of his supporters to try to hold on to the presidency.
It's almost like second nature to Wahid to mobilize his supporters, use force, violence, and destruction if necessary to preserve his post. There is also the fear that he might try to divide the Indonesian armed forces itself. I think the armed forces is the only barrier for him to mobilize his masses.
Many lawmakers hope Wahid will resign rather than push the country into greater conflict. If he does, Vice President Megawati Sukarnoputri, leader of the largest faction in parliament, would succeed him. If he doesn't, a People's Assembly would convene in the summer, and constitutionally it could remove him from office. At that point, no one can predict just what might occur. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Jakarta.